Representatives of Aer Lingus Management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association are due at the Labour Court this afternoon to try to resolve their pay dispute. On Saturday, hundreds of Aer Lingus pilots took part in an eight-hour strike, which led to the cancellation of 120 flights. Hundreds more flights have been cancelled because of the ongoing work to rule. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is standing by at the Labour Court this afternoon. What's the latest, Brian?
Well, Gavin, I can tell you a very large media presence gathering here outside the Labour Court ahead of the arrival in the next hour or so of those two delegations, one from IALPA, one from Aer Lingus. We last week saw a situation whereby each delegation went at separate times of the day. We had Aer Lingus in the morning, IALPA in the afternoon. Today is different. They're going to actually go in at the same time. We understand there may be some sort of initial face-to-face meeting, and then the two sides will go their separate ways and talk to the Labour Court about where we are in this dispute. Last week's intervention by the Labour Court saw it review the sides being put forward by each of the parties, but then ultimately deciding that it would not be intervening at that point. Such the gap that still exists between these two sides. I suppose the hope today is that the Labour Court perhaps has seen something over the last few days that has told it that maybe there is a better chance of a resolution. They'll bring the sides together. I mean, one thing we did see, I suppose, last week that's worth noting is that during face-to-face talks between management and the union on Thursday, we had a situation that those talks did break down. There wasn't a resolution, but afterwards it emerged that IALPA said it was willing to move slightly on its 24% pay increase demand. So perhaps the Labour Court has looked at this, the Labour Court has seen some chink of light here, and maybe we may get some agreement or resolution at these talks today.
Are politicians going to get involved, Brian?
Well, it was interesting to hear the comments earlier today of the Minister of State at the Department of Transport, James Lawless. He was on the Claire Byrne programme, and he spoke about how that right now it wouldn't be helpful for the Taoiseach or for ministers to get too involved in the dispute at this stage. He said if he was going around behind people's backs making phone calls and trying to use back channels, that could be technically or even legally problematic. However, he did say that if it's a scenario that these talks don't come to any resolution this week and that we're in a situation where this dispute is ongoing on this day next week, he said the government may at that point revise its approach. And remember, I suppose it's all a delicate balancing act here. The government doesn't own Aer Lingus anymore. They can't force Aer Lingus to do anything. The government's line repeatedly is what we can do is make the industrials machinery, the industrials relations machinery of the state available to these parties, which is why we're seeing this Labour Court meeting taking place today. But just to temper expectations, Gavin, and people probably have pretty low expectations because we have been down this road before. There has been so many talks between these two sides in various different forums over the last few months, and they haven't come to any resolution yet. Perhaps, as I say, there's that chink of light there. Perhaps the two sides will come together, but certainly on paper, the gap remains. You have IALPA, the pilots' union, saying we're looking for 24% to compensate for inflation over the last few years. You've Aer Lingus saying no. If you want anything over and above the 12.25% that we're giving the other staff in Aer Lingus, we'll need to see movement on flexibility and productivity in return for that pay increase. What we need to see today is those two sides to leave those preconditions behind, to leave the baggage behind, come in with a fresh approach and to try to hammer out a deal.
And in the middle of all this, passengers and lots of flights still being cancelled, Brian.
Absolutely. And if you look at the scale of the cancellations, they're huge. 392 flight cancellations so far, 120 of those linked to the strike that we saw on Saturday, the rest linked to this ongoing work to rule, which is a very difficult piece for Aer Lingus because the work to rule is ongoing. It involves pilots refusing to pick up the phone outside of hours, refusing to come in on the day off, refusing to work the overtime. The very things, the flexibility that airlines rely on their pilots on during the busy summer months, that's all gone, having that knock-on effect. So what you see is Aer Lingus cancelling these huge numbers of flights to give them the buffer, to give them the flexibility, to allow them to move things around when the inevitable disruption occurs. So far, we haven't seen any huge levels of last-minute disruption or last-minute knock-on effects, but that is not to say that we won't see that over the coming days and the coming weeks. And Gavin, Aer Lingus has always said that the nature of a work to rule is that as it goes on and on and on, those last-minute disruptions are more likely to occur. And remember that big number of flights, 392 cancellations, that actually only takes us up to Sunday. There's nothing to say this industrial action won't go on beyond Sunday, so there could be more cancellations. And remember, when last week's talks broke down on Thursday, at that point, IALPA, the pilots' union, wanted to ramp up its industrial action and potentially call another strike. It had to seek the permission of its parent union, FORSA, to do that. FORSA paused its decision on that ramping up on Saturday because it received that invitation to today's talks at the Labour Court.
Brian, thank you. That's our our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.